This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
So this is, meet Sammy, you can get him to say he's fine going behind his back. Hey Sam, are you going to say hello? Yes, aren't you beautiful boy? You are, yes, I know, you're so good, aren't you? Yes, sure.
For Julie Harris, there's no better way to spend the day than in the presence of horses. That's why she loves her volunteer work with the Ojibwe Spirit Horses, who call Abbey Gardens their home. It takes her back to England, where horses were a big part of her life growing up. Along with another pony kept to provide them company, the Ojibwe Spirit Horses live a pampered life, are never ridden, and spend their days with caregivers who feed, brush, clean up after them, and spoil these magical creatures. Harris never tires of her time with them.
It is an honor, because looking after any animal is an honor that they trust us, they put up their trust in us. The comradeship of the team is absolutely fantastic. You get a buzz from looking after them. I'm lucky, I've been around horses most of my life. And when I moved to Canada, I thought that my horse days were over, and then we moved to Haliburton and they were asking for volunteers, and this has given me back. It's awoken all my lovely, calm feelings of being with horses and the love of being with horses. Because of their history, they are native to this area, contrary to what people believe that they came over with the Spanish. These have actually evolved here on the land and have been selected by the Ojibwe people that lived here, and they selected the most docile and biddable to help them move their belongings around. And so the most biddable got fed extra, and therefore they had the stronger foals. So it's evolved over time.
Ojibwe Spirit Horses, also known as the Lac La Croix Indigenous Ponies or Indian Ponies, are the only known horse breed developed by Indigenous people. Critically endangered, there are only 200 remaining in the world. They're shorter than the other horse breeds, standing on average 13 hands. They have hard hoofs and therefore do not require shoeing. They have fluffy ears and an extra nose flap to protect them from harsh Canadian winters. The breed met their demise when the settlers arrived in the early 1900s and culled them in order for agriculture to take hold on the land. By 1977, only 4 mares remained and were slated to be euthanized. A group of daring Indigenous men smuggled the remaining horses out of the country to Minnesota in order to save the breed. Out of that, the Ojibwe Horse Society was born. The organization aims to preserve, protect, and raise awareness of the breed. Abbey Gardens was selected by Rare Breeds Canada as a suitable site for Chase and Sitka, a spirit horse pair who came to live there in 2012. Not long after, Maple was born and his parents taken elsewhere. A small white pony named Flapjack was brought in to keep him company. Sitka's second colt, Sammy, came to live at Abbey Gardens as well. Now the three live a life of Riley, with food, room to run, and devoted caregivers. The horses are part of the curriculum for students of the Forest School, and visitors can come by to spend time with them as well. But the truth is, feeding and caring for these unique animals doesn't come cheap. The cost of hay, medications, and other essentials are rising, just as they are for us humans. That's why Abbey Gardens is hosting a special fundraising concert on Saturday, July 4th, with local musician Carl Dixon playing in support of the horses. Angela Kruger, the executive director of Abbey Gardens Community Trust, explains how the fundraiser came together and why it's a great cause.
Abbey Gardens does concerts every summer. And really, because we are a charity, every concert is a fundraiser. I don't think we've articulated that well in the past. So this year we had already engaged Carl. We just have some pony team members who know Carl and know that he has horses. And we just thought that was a natural connection. So I reached out to Carl and asked him if he would be up for, you know, this concert being a benefactor or a fundraiser for the ponies. And yeah, he was so excited to do that. He came last week. He visited the ponies and the pony team, and we have some cute videos that we have up on social media already. And yeah, so it was just a great fit. So Abbey Gardens, our animals that we have on site are heritage animals. So heritage animals, native plants, you know, they all are part of living sustainably and looking after our environment. These horses are not ridden. They are simply there for people to see, learn, and enjoy. We have a story walk actually along their fenced in area, their paddock, that tells the story of Ojibwe horses. The author is not First Nation, but the artist is. So it's a really beautiful story. And a second book actually came out this year. So yes, we are help telling their story and helping people kind of raise awareness of Ojibwe horses and the rare species that they are. In our budget, our annual budget for Abbey Gardens generally is about $10,000. And that is vets, that's farrier, that's hay, that's, you know, medical. So it's not inexpensive to care for these ponies. That doesn't include the staff time. And then we are just so lucky and grateful to have the volunteers, because that's a majority of their care right there is the volunteers that are looking after them.
Carl Dixon of Canadian band Coney Hatch fame is a local musician whose rock trio often plays gigs throughout the region. When asked about performing in support of the Ojibwe spirit horses, he didn't hesitate. For Dixon, who spent his childhood in Haliburton County, this is a cause that's close to his heart.
It came about kind of in the reverse order. I had been talking to Abbey Gardens for a couple of summers about doing something there because I see they have nice concerts every summer, and they had this cause that they wanted to raise funds for. So I thought, wow, that sounds like a perfect opportunity for us to do something together. I'm a horse lover, and I think they're doing a beautiful thing over there with the endangered Ojibwe horses. We're horse and pony enthusiasts. I was here as a child. My dad taught at the high school for a couple of years. And so I lived right in town at that time and loved it. Some of my friends from that time are still around town, and it always stuck with me. I came back for a couple of more summers to work on a summer lodge at Lake Kashagawigamog. Then time went by, and I had the feeling I moved to the city eventually. I'm a Northern Ontario guy. Moved to the city eventually to take part in the music business. And after a while, I realized, well, now I can do that from anywhere, and I know where I want to be. So I found a way to get started here, and been here 25 years now. Haliburton is, first of all, a beautiful community. It's a very supportive community. I experienced that support directly in my time of great crisis after my terrible car accident in 2008 and the years following. And I felt just the generosity and the spirit here was something I wanted to be part of and keep fueling and offering my own in return, in gratitude.
Back in the paddock, Harris and her fellow volunteers are making sure the ponies have all they need for the day ahead. There's the special concoction to keep flies away to apply, their hooves to clean out, and of course, keeping a constant flow of both food and treats to ensure they stay happy. Harris says each one of the horses have their own unique personality.
Each personality, you have to be very on your toes. Little Flapjack, we call him Sir Nips-a-Lot, because if you're not paying total attention, he will say, oi, and you'll get this little nip. And then Maple is the self-appointed leader. So he is a bit more vigilant and a bit more on his toes. And then Sammy is the one in the middle, like the middle child, I suppose. He is very laid back, very easy. We do exercises with them to keep their brains going. And the others will trot over the poles and do things. And Sammy will go, okay, if you insist.
The concert with Carl Dixon's rock trio at Abbey Gardens in support of the Ojibwe Spirit Horses takes place on Saturday, July 4th. Doors open at 4 p.m. and tickets are $30 each. For more information or to order tickets online, go to abbeygardens.ca.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.